welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet.
Well, I'm sort of your host, Mary Goulet. I will do my best Mary Goulet here on Soulful Sunday on Reimagined Radio. Mary is off being soulful.
Yeah, she's with us in spirit.
She's with us in spirit, enjoying the lovely breezes, and the beautiful sunshine, and the beaches of Mexico. And doing a little early Cinco de Mayo. That's my take on it. Probably Richie, right? She's just preparing. She's doing research for us. I think that's kind of what's going on there. And she's going to report back to us exactly how we should enjoy Cinco de Mayo. That's my thinking around it. All right, so Steve Ulrich, you're sitting in for the lovely Mary Goulet along with Richie Oche. What's up, man? How are you?
Doing excellent. How about yourself?
All right. And we got White hanging it down in the studio. And we got the lovely Nicole Holland, who is representing the female side of the equation. I never can remember. Is that the arrow or is that the cross? I can't never remember that.
It's pretty easy if you think about it. What would you guess if you were?
The triangle, right? Women are the triangle? Or the arrow? Women are the arrow?
He's mixing a bunch of stuff up.
What are the two symbols? There's two symbols. What's the male? One's got the cross thingy. Kelly texts me. All right, fine. Yeah, you guys leave me hanging.
On to Soulful Sunday.
On to Soulful Sunday. All right, so Mary Goulet, as I said, is off and enjoying the beautiful sands of the beaches of Mexico. And so here we are on Soulful Sunday. And it got me thinking, not a lot about Mary on the beach, of course, because that's not something that we think about here on Reimagined Radio. We think about things that are having to do with Soulful Sunday and carrying our spirits and our souls. And this, that, and the other. So one of the things, though, that I was thinking about, and we try not to get overly political here on the show, but occasionally we don't dish that aisle of politics. So I think you've probably heard that Mr. Bill O'Reilly has been finally given the boot out of Fox, or as you would say, Nicole, the boot. How would you say boot? Is it
boot?
Okay, fine. I've been given the boot out of Fox because of all the various things that evidently he was imagining and asking women to do for him, which was inappropriate. Don't do those things. You will not be welcomed with open arms. So don't do those things. And so he was finally let go. And certainly a lot of people say, well, it was the money thing. It was this, that, and the other. Okay, whatever. But what's really interesting is they are going to – so he was – certainly on that right wing of things and had his own right wing opinions and this, that, and the other. And what's interesting is when you come right down to it, he was a little bit on the conservative right wing side, still a right winger. But what they're going to do is evidently rumor has it they're going to replace him with someone that is even like more on the right wing side of the equation. Like if he was an 8, like, the person they're going to replace him with is a 10. So, yeah, O'Reilly was bad. I mean, forget about, you know, of course, all the things that he did in his personal life when the camera was off, which is horrendous. But when he was on TV, his political views, of course, leaned towards the right. But it wasn't, like, alt-right. It wasn't, like, crazy right. It was bad, but not crazy. Now they're bringing in somebody who's just flat-out crazy. And so it just got me to thinking that there's a lot to be said for the expression around better the devil you know than the devil you don't. And so here on Soulful Sunday, we have a tendency to look inwards and examine what's going on in our lives and in the world around us. And I guess I was just curious if you've had any sort of experience where you've kept the devil you know around because you were afraid of the devil that you don't. And so I know this is.
And are you more talking about a particular person or a situation?
It could be either. It could be a little bit of both. It could be a person that you stayed with for too long or a job that you stayed with for too long. Or is it in fact better to stay with the devil you know than to take your chances on the devil you don't? So I just thought I'd ask for your opinions on that. And again, just it was brought to mind based on what's happening there over at Fox. So Richie, what do you think?
Well, we kind of know Nicole's, and if you don't, you should go back and listen to her episode because she told us about how she left her job and she didn't care that she didn't know.
Right.
Because anything was better than that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of what...
But I stayed longer than I maybe should have. Mm. And I think that's... I would always say, move on. You know, the devil, you don't. Go for it. But if I'm really honest with myself, I mean, I was thinking of an assistant. I had for quite some time, and I should have let her go a long time before I did.
Yeah.
So I think I do stay in relationships, and I do stay in things longer than probably is the best. But when I realize I want to just move on.
Time to go.
Yeah. So, Richie, what were you going to say?
Well, it's kind of one of those situational things, right? It's kind of why I was trying to get clarification before that of, like, is this a person? Is this a situation? Probably tend to give it more time. Probably very Nicole-esque answer right there.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to give it more time usually, but...
Does it ever serve you? Or I mean, but you don't know, right? I mean, you really don't know until you move in a different direction. I mean, it may not feel 100%, but it doesn't mean that where you would go would feel any better.
No. Well, it's part of the dilemma. It's part of being human. It's like, you know, we're business owners, and they say, listen to your clients, and you're supposed to listen to your clients. But if Steve Jobs only listened to his clients, no one would have told him to invent the iPhone.
Right.
You know, so it is a balancing act.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is the question is how do you know when it's time to cut that rope? Like, how do you know when it's time to shift from the devil you know to the unknown? At what point can you make that decision? So Nicole, for you, when you made that decision around your job specifically, what was it where you said, you know what, I don't care what's on the other side, it's got to be better than what is facing me right now?
Self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had made a promise to myself that I wouldn't put another year in, and it got to that point where it was just about to be another year, and I had that realization. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I promised this to myself.
Yeah.
You'd be lying to yourself if not, kind of.
Yeah, I don't think I could have bounced back from that. I think if I would have, after deciding I was going to leave and drawing a line in the sand for myself, I made that promise to myself. And I think that if I would have stayed, I don't know what would have happened. But I couldn't see how I could not follow through with that promise I made to myself.
Yeah. Wade, what do you think, buddy?
I was just going to add in... Perhaps this is a great thing for us to use New Year's resolutions for.
That's kind of what it was. It was New Year's Eve.
Right, because part of the situation, you know, I get what you're saying about self-respect, but a lot of people never even take a look at their lives. They never even recognize things could be different than this norm. So maybe New Year's is a great time for us to go, okay, what would happen if I got rid of this in my life? Well, what would happen if I got... And truly deconstruct your life so you recognize there are other possibilities in what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the what would happen if is a great way to think about it. And of course, we can only pretend to know those answers. It's all very much hypothetical until it actually happens, right? So I think there's a lot to be said for using that as a kind of a litmus test of what's that worst case scenario? What's that best case scenario? And is the risk of leaving where you are now worth either it getting worse or it getting better? And the odds of it being either the same or better or worse are 100%. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a matter of if you're willing to take that risk and move on from the devil you know to the devil you don't. And that's just a question you got to be honest and answer for yourself. All right, my friends, been good quality fun here on Soulful Sunday on Reinvention Radio. For Mary Goulet, I'm Steve Ulsher, Richie Otey-White, and Nicole Holland. We will talk to you guys next time. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Goulet, and I'm the author of Go With Your Gut, How to Make Decisions You Can Trust. It is a simple process of how to know if you're listening to your ego, your emotions, or your gut instinct. We always know the right answer of what to do or what not to do. So if you get in the habit of listening to your gut, all decisions will be a piece of cake. You can visit gowithyourgut.net to find out more. The book is available on Amazon and Kindle and at my site. Check it out.